We'll up to the Gemara, the last line, Tezayin Amid Beis, on the bottom. Rav Safra Bosat Lusei. The Gemara continues different brachas and different bakoshas that the Amoraim made at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Rav Safra Bosat Lusei at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, when he finished davening, Omar Hochi, Yirotzoi Milfanecho Hashem Alekeinu, Shetosim Sholoim, the Pamalio Shalmalo, Tafidzayin Amid Aleph. The Papalia Shalmalo, Zog Rashi, Chabura Sore Ha'umoyshek, Shasorim Shalmalo Yishtagabeneim. When there's friction in the Umois, in the Sore Ha'umoys Lamalo, so take if Yesh Ktota Beno Umois, Kirsiv Ata Oshub Lilochim Im Sar Pras. So it seems like it's connected. When there's a Ktota Lamalo, it's Ktota Lamato. So we're asking, that should be Sholem be Pamalia Shalmalo, and automatically it's be Pamalia Shalmato. That's really what we say every day. Oyse shalom bimroimov, who yase shalom aleinu. There's a connection between bimroimov, and it takes place down here. A condition and another. He continued saying, "Uvein atalmidim oyskin b'terascha." And amongst the talmidim that are oyskin the Torah, ben oyskin l'shma, ben oyskin shlo l'shma. Save the oyskin l'shma, save the not oyskin l'shma. V'chola oyskin l'shma, and those shlo l'shma, and those that are learning Torah shlo l'shma, not l'shem Torah, because of the mitzvah itself. Yirotzon shiyo oiskin l'shma, we're mispal that they should be oisik l'shma. And we mentioned this earlier in the earlier Gemaras in the first parak in Agadata. How could a person be mispal for someone else? You have to be oisik l'shma yourself. I can be down for someone else. What does a negay mean to someone else? He can daven for himself, or he can change himself. What am I davening for him? Zok the Chazanish, it's written down, he wrote this in Hagoyis, on the gillion of his chumoshim, it's printed in the end of Tyrus, that kol yisol arevim zelozeh, it's like guf echod. It's like davening for yourself. Davening for someone else, to be oisik lishmo, is like davening for yourself, for siyat lishmaya, so mel, it's not shver. How do you daven for someone else? Zok the Gemara, Reb Alexandria, boset slusei, Reb Alexandria, after he davened, what did he say? Oh my, hochi, yirotzim lefnecho, Hashem lekenu shetamedenu, bekeren oiro. He said, Ebisha should place us bekeren oiro, zogzashi bezovis oiro. The Mashal says that golus is considered like a keren zovis. We're cornered in, so to speak. We're in a narrow corner. We're cornered in. That's what golus is. So we've been spelled to the Ebisha, even though we're in golus and we're cornered in, so to speak, in a dark corner, the Ebisha should make that a keren oiro, an enlightened corner. Even though corners usually of alleys do not have any light. That's good for the tefillah. We shouldn't be in a keren chashecha, in a dark corner. And another pshat is, Horav Amnuna Matzilo. This was really Rav Amnuna's tefillah. But Alexandria said something else. Bosa de Matzi Oma Hochi. Riboy Noi Lomim. Gol of Yudu Lefanecho. It's known to you, Shirotzeinenu Lasa Lutzeinecho. Really, inwardly, in our depth, we really want to do that which the Ebishim wants of us. Umi ma'akev, sor shebi isa v'shibud malchiyoiz. Zog Rashi, what's sor shebi isa? Yeitze hora shebel vaveinu amach mitzenu. The Yeitze hora is like the sor, it's compared to a sor shebi isa. And shibud malchiyoiz. The fact that we're in Golos and have the shibud of the umas ha'olam on us. Yirotzoin l'fanecha shetatzileni miyodom, we should be saved from them, from the Yeitze hora and shibud malchiyoiz. V'noshu v'lazeiz chuki retzoinecha b'leiv of sholeim. Zog the Gemara, Rova Bosat Lusi Omochi, Rova said as follows. Elikai, Achelo Nitzauti, Eni Kedai. Before I was created, there was not Kedai. Like the Gemara says, Noichlo Elohim Shlo Nivro Misha Nivro. It's Eni Kedai. Person has to mekayim the mitzvahs. You're not going to mekayim all the mitzvahs, so it's not Eni Kedai. Va'achsho Shlo Nitzauti, but now that I was created, Kilo Lo Nitzauti. Why? Because, again, because of the averis that we do. Ofra Ani Bechayai. This we say in Yom Kippur. I'm an offer b'chaya. Even when I do the mitzvah, it's like offer. And kal v'choyim b'misosi, we are physically offer. Hareini l'fanecho k'chli mole busha. I'm like a kli, like the neshama in the guf. The guf is like a kli. I'm a kli mole busha. U'chlima. Yirotzim l'fanecho Hashem l'kai. Shloi echte oid. I should not sin anymore. U'mashchatosi, in that which I did sin, moreik b'rachamecho rabim. The Eibush should erase. And the reason why we take say not through Yisurin, because the Gemara said in Daf Hey, Yisurin Memar Ken Avinoisav Shel Adam. So here we're saying, even though it's we ask him for Morek, which means to be Memarik, but it shouldn't be the way of Daf Hey, of Yisurin Memar Ken Avinoisav Shel Adam. Just Yisurin Kalim Agobonim, not Chaloim Rohim. Zog the Gemara, Vahainu Vidui de Rav Amnuna Zuta B'Yomit Kippurah. And this is the vidui of Rav Amnuna B'Yom HaKippur. This was the vidui that he said. Now, vidui has conditions. Vidui has charota, vidui has to have Kabbalah, and vidui has to have a bepeh. So the imam see those things over here. Because Shalei Echte Oid is the future, that's Kabbalah L'Osid. Mashchatos L'Fanecho is Ala Ovar, and he's saying it. So it's a key and din of vidui, and that's the vidui of Yom HaKippur that he said. Zokti Gemara. Oh, so one of the things we said was Nafshi. Oh, that's Vaita Nafshi Kofa. Zokti. That's Tosis Vaita. Zokti Gemara. Mar Bered Ravina Kavim Misaim Tzilusei. The Mar Bered Ravina finishes davening. Omar Hochi said as follows. Elakai Netzol L'Shoni Mira. This is what we say. Usfos Amidabem Miyomo. So first we say Elakai Netzol L'Shoni Mira. We should not speak any Loshon Hara. L'shoni mira, or klolos, or sheker, or v'sfosim midabem mirmo. Why is it so important that our mouth should not have l'shon hara or any other shkorim or mirmo? Because after all, the mouth is the same mouth that we mevakesh tefillah for. If we want the tefillah to miskabel in the same mouth, that mouth has to be l'shoni mira. Like the mashal that's said, if a person has a very delicious, old-aged Merlot wine, and he wants to drink it, and they serve it to him, and he takes out a cup, a goblet, that's full of dust and dirt and filth. Not going to enjoy the wine. Whatever he's going to get is going to be filthy. Not going to be what he wants. The opposite. So the same thing over here. If our mouth is not pure, so that's what we're asking at the end of davening. That if we want our tefillah to miskabel, so this is, has to be the bakasha. And for those that are mekalmi nafshi sidoim. Nafshi sidoim, I should not answer back. Hanelovim ve'enam oilvim. Oh, v'nafshi ka'ofa l'kol tiyeh. My nefesh should be like offer to any person. I should be, so to speak, I should be like offer to other people. So Tosef has a pshat. Tosef says, ma offer in a mekabel kloyel oilom. Just like offer does never gets ruined. Offer remains forever. Doesn't disintegrate. Offer is offer. It only adds on more. It's not. There's no kloyel. Ken yirotz and shezari lo yikolel oilom. There should be a hemshach adoris zari lo yikolel oilom. That's the Yisrael in Afa Oretz, that is no Kloyo, there's a Hemshech HaDeiris. My Shver always tells me, Reb Aaron Kotler, who's Yotzer is today, when he used to go to Simchas, he used to say, Zal Zeuche Zayin, it's a Hemshech HaDeiris. That's his bracha. Hemshech HaDeiris. But that's what we're saying. Zari lo yikolel oilom. The Mashal over here has a different pshat in Ofer. So he's saying, a word over here, that it should not be kolo. The Mashal says, just like Ofer, everyone steps on Ofer, so too, even though everyone steps on it, but at the end of the day, it steps on everything else. Why? Offer at the end, dust gathers on top of everything. Wherever it is, it's going to gather dust on the top. So the same thing over here, those that are Mitzayos, at the end, we should be like offer on them, and we should be trample them. You're right. Meaning the Pashtus of the Gemara, meaning without Tosis, without the Mashal, it's just a continuation of a humility. Just like Mekala and Nafshi Sidoim. There's another pshat on Mekala and Nafshi Sidoim. Not Vilam Kala Lai Nafshi, but rather Vilam Mekala Lai Nafshi, those that are Mekala my Nefesh Sidoim. Abish should. It's not the pshat, but that one saw as a pshat. Zog the Gemara. Psach Libi Bisarasecho. We asked the Abish to Psach Libi Bisarasecho, Mitzarasecho Tild of Nafshi, Vitazileni mi Pegaro, mi Yetze Hora. The Ebisha should abolish their eitzes that they want and what they have in mind in store against us. That's what we say at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. It's a big shaila exactly in the poskim. When does a person say Yiul Rotzon? In many nafkaminas, do you say it before Elokai or after? So there's times the Goyin Lamoshel says, Dafka to say Yil Rotzen
after Vidui on Yom Kippur. Because otherwise, Yom Kippur is not going to be when you're Oymid B'nai Hashem. Oymid B'nai Hashem in Shemoneh Esrei. Once Seiyilu Ratzon Shemoneh Esrei is over. So we say it at the end. The question is, which end? If you say it earlier, then Vidui is not going to be before Shemoneh Esrei. The reason of saying it earlier is you want to say Kaddish and Kedusha. You want to answer. In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you can't answer. So once Seiyilu Ratzon, you could answer. Other nafkamim is, you say Yilu Ratzon, if you forgot Yalav Yavoi, so you chayz l'goyish, you finish Shemoneh Esrei, Yilu Ratzon is the Gemara. It's like taking three steps back. So that's enough nafkamim here. The Gemara is saying Yilu Ratzon at the end there. Zok the Gemara, Rav Sheshes, ki ava Yosef betaniso. When Rav Sheshes was in the middle of a tainis, bosa de matzi yom hochi, we also say this at the end of a tainis. The end of Shemoneh Esrei, yiboy no ilomim, golov lefanecho, bizman shabiz mikshkayom. At the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, Odom choytu makiv korban, the person who's choytu, he brought a korban. And he brought the fat, haktorah of the chelev. Yomakri v'domoy. Umiskapelo and you have a kapora v'achshov. Yoshavti b'taynis v'nismayit chelbe v'domi. My fat, my blood was diminished. Yirotzim v'fanecha sheichelbe v'domi sh'nismayit kilu krafti v'lefanecha as if I brought a korban al gav mizbeach v'talzeni and it's going to be zoichet to an atonement to a kapora. And the question is, brought down in Mefarshim, there's no akrov of dam. In his man of his mikdash, chelav yitaka makiv on the mizbeach, akrova on the eish. Dam is not makiv on the eish. Dam is as rik as dam. The pshat is no, there isn't akrova as dam. Why? Because the fact that the dam is, there's a kabbalah's dam, you accept it in the mizrok, and you bring it towards the mizbeach, the akrova to the mizbeach is called akrova. Like it says, v'kiu b'nei aron akana misadam. That's hikrafti as domi. It's not akrova, even if it's not eish. It's called the ma'isa akrova. Rabbi Yochanan, Kevin Messiah, Sifra, the Eoiv. When Rabbi Yochanan finished Sefer Eoiv, Omahochi, Soif Adam Lomus, Eoiv at the end was Misa Yisurin, Rashi says, because Hashem She Eoiv Nifta B'Shem Toiv, so that's going to be the Hemshech. Soif Adam Lomus, Vesoy Behem Lashchita, the end of Behem Lashchita, Vahakal Misa Emoimdim, Asher Mishgol Beterah, Vahamol Beterah, Vahoyse Nachas Ruach Liyoitzroi, Vahgol B'Shem Toiv, and he's Gol B'Shem Toiv, Vahnifta B'Shem Toiv in Oilom, Vahalav Amashloima, Toiv Shemi Shemen Toiv. A good name, a good reputation is more than Shemen Toiv. But your man moves me, I'm evil. So the Gemara Magla be Puma de Rameyo, Gemara be Cholavovcha, learn with your whole life. Uvchol Navshcha, Das is Dal Kivalishkot al Dal Se Terosi, Netzor Terosi Belipcha, Venegade Necha Tie Yerosi. And in front of your eyes, you should be my Yira, Yerushamayim. Shmoy Picha Mikolchet, Vitael, Vikadesh Atmecha Mikola Ashma Vavoin. That was his tefillah. Zog the Gemara, Magle bepumim de Rabbanan diavne, Ani birya, I'm a briya. I'm a briya. Meaning I was a Talmud Chacham a briya. B'chaveri, and I'm a Oretz, is also a briya. Ani malachti b'ir, I work in the city. Zog Rashi, Ani oisik b'tor a briya, Ani, v'chein chaveri, I'm a Oretz, is also a briya. Both creations. Ani malachti b'ir, kloy men noicha malachti b'malachtoi, my work, I go every day to koil. My melacha is more noyach than his melacha. He has to go to the field. We both get up for each other. Each one gets up for their jobs in the morning. He's not jealous of my melacha. Doesn't want to do my umnas. I'm not misgadah what he's doing. Zok Rashi, Hadin Imoy, Shein Mizgadah, maybe he shouldn't be Mizgadah, because after all, because if he would have done what I'm doing, if he would be learning, Zok Rashi, Lahoilale Pasuch Lahabas Beteg Kamoisi, but Imamit Vein Lashar, so why would he learn? He's not cut out for it. He's not cut out for learning. So Takat makes sense that he's not been Mizgadah Melachti. Veshemetom Animavu Mamit, Shoninu no. There is no difference. The ik is the kavona yimchavim libel l'shamayim. Even if he's not going to be able to accomplish, his leiv is not pesuach kulam like the Talmud Chacham. Whatever he could do is not an excuse not to do. That's taka. Zok Tosis ani bria v'chaveri bria kolam yesh lo leiv kamoni lafkim yitev l'ra. He also, if he puts his mind to it, he can also learn. There's a famous Yalkut, the end of Parshat Nitzavim. The Yalkut says Eliyahu Hanavi once met. He had a whole shock of tie with a dayag, a fisherman. And he told him, asked him, Mamalachtecha, what do you do? So he said, I'm a tzayod, fisherman. So he said, why are you learning? He goes, I'm not cut out for learning, he told him. So he said, who gave you the bina to what, to me? He said, describe him. I take pishton, I make nets, I go there, and he described the whole malacha, how he does it. So he said, who gave you this bina to make these nets? So he said, oh, that the Eibusha gave me in Hashemayim, special bina. So he says, to give you bina to make fishing nets, the Eibusha gave you bina. And to learn Torah where it says, kikov alecha adovah ma'od, you don't have. So then he started crying. He says, "Har b'nei odom." Many people lost their love. He's going to say, "I wasn't cut out for it." The Eibush is going to show him on their actions what they're doing. They're so smart and all the things that they're doing. That's not an excuse. Any person, you have to be misgadir taka in the Melechus Shemaim and the Melechus Torah. Zokti Gemara. Malgele bepumen dabei lo elmi adam ogen beira ogen beira zogt rashi la harim bechomine arom al iras boyroy. All types of conniving ways how to be a Yerushalayim. Think of ways how to outsmart and constantly battle the Yitzhara to be have Yerushalayim. Ma'ane rach meshiv chema, answer in a low tone meshiv chema. That's how you fight kas. The way to fight is not by combating with kas itself. Oh, umar b'sholem im echov im koivov im kolodom v'afilim nochi b'shuk b'imar b'sholem, even greet a nochi b'shuk first k'deish ye'ov l'mal v'nechov l'mato v'yeh mekubel ala b'riyois. He's always the first to greet. Even a Nochi Meshuk, he would greet it first. Tachlis Chochma Tshuva. The Tachlis of Chochma is Tshuva. Chochma by itself is not an end. It's a means to get to Yerushalayim, to the Tshuva, Maizim Tovim. Shloya Odom Koyre Vishoina. A person shouldn't just be learning Uboyet Vavim Imoy and be Boyet in his parents. That means on Yerushalayim Uberabo Mishu Golmi Menu, Bechochma Vominion. Shinema, Reish is Chochma Yiras Hashem. The Iker Tachlis of Chochma is Yiras Hashem. Sechot Evacholoseyem, Loisim Loinema, Eloiseyem. Not just l'loim, the gears on the tzadis, l'loim deyem l'neimar, el l'loim seyem, that means you have to act upon your learning. It has to bring about Yerushalayim. L'oisim l'shmo, v'lo l'oisim shloi l'shmo, those that learn l'shmo, and those that do their actions l'shmo. V'chol l'oisim shloi l'shmo, noyech lo shloi nivro, like we said, noyech shloi nivro, misha nivro. Noyech lo shloi nivro, misha nivro. Now, on this, Tosis has a kasha, the famous kasha, Toys on the bottom, Oysa Shlolish Man, Ech Shlolish Nivro, the last Toys is Vim Toymach. Ha'om Rav Yudah Omer Rav, Perg Mokim Shinogu, Lo Oilom Yasek Odom Meteiro Mitzah Afilu Shlolish Man, Shem Itach Shlolish Man Bolish Man. So what are we saying over here? That those that are Oysa Shlolish Man, Noich Shlolish Nivro, it's always Lo Oilom Yasek Odom Shlolish Man. Vye Shlolish Man, Toys is, the Hochi Mairi, She'ene Loimed Ale Kanter. When do we say Noich Shlolish Nivro? When you're only learning in order to knock down other people, to disprove other people, to mekante other people, lekante chaverov. That's something else. I'm gonna ask for COVID, I'm gonna ask for money, I'm gonna ask for all these things. That's mutter. That's Noich Lodom Shlolish. They just talk of not Noach. Over there's Loilam Yilmadom Shlolish Mo. There's two pshotim in that. Either Loilam Yilmadom Shlolish Mo, pshat is, it's a segula. When you learn Shlolish Mo, you'll end up learning Lishmo, even if you started off Shloi Lishmo. Or the pshat is, it's a heter. When you learn, you're allowed to learn Shloi Lishmo because Mitech Shloi Lishmo Lishmo. But pshat, it's a heter. Or pshat, it's a Zguli. That's a discussion in the Balei Machshava, Baal Koponim. This is what Tosfos answers the Yesodis Dika difference, a fundamental difference between Lekanter or Stam Shloi Lishmo.
Learning with no purpose and
from the fact that it's Mitech Shloi Lishmo Baal Lishmo, so ultimately it's different Madregas. It's mammon, it's covered, and then it's because everyone does it. That's more going towards the lishma. Eventually, it's mamash l'shem Torah because of the mitzvah the Eibush gave us the Torah. Zog di Gemara. Malgele bepume de Rav. Loi ko oylem hazeh, oylem habo, oylem habo. Embar loy achilu v'loy shtiyah. There's no competition. They're wearing their crowns. They're being nana. There's no achil al shti. There's a hanoah from Torah from Ziv Hashchina. If you learn in this world, then you can be nana from Ziv Hashchina. Shenema vayechzu es alokim vayoychel vayishtu. It says by Matan Teira. Zog di Gemara. Gdoila haftocha sheftichon Hakadosh Baruch Hu noshim yoysim na noshim. The haftoch lo asid lovi for noshim is greater even than anoshim. Shenemar, noshim shanonois, koim noshimano koili, benois boitchois, hazino imrosi, omele rav l'rebchia, noshim b'may zachion. Why, how is noshim zoicha in olam haba? The chori, they don't have Talmud Torah. How are they zoicha in olam haba? That's the most kasha. Enter the Gemara. Three things. Ba'akuya b'nai l'vei k'nishta, the fact that they bring their children to cheder to learn chumash, and the fact that they send their husbands to learn in the Beis Medrash, And the third thing is, v'natrin legavrayu ad osim be'rabonon. And they wait till their husbands come home from after Seder, late at night or late in the day or out of town. They eat supper later. They wait for their husbands. That's the schad that they get lost in love. There's a question that's asked by many mefarshim. Lemaisa, the Gemara has a kasha, how are they zoichen olam haba? What do you mean, how are they zoichen? Women have their mitzvahs. Why shouldn't that be a reason to be zoichen olam haba? What's wrong with their mitzvahs? The Teretz, he's brought down Hashem the Goyin. The Gemara in Seyta Chofalov says that ner mitzvah v'toyra are. Mitzvah is like a ner. A ner is only megin lefisho. It only lightens right then and there. Torah is an or. Torah remains l'oilom. So the difference between Torah and mitzvahs is that mitzvahs is b'shaito is megin. Torah is l'oilom. So the question is, how are women zoichin and chelikin olam haba l'oilom? L'oilom they taka don't have. It's mitzvahs. What they have is their mitzvahs, but Torah they don't have. On that the Gemara says they have a chelik in the Torah. B'schar that v'akub b'nayel v'eknishta asni gavrayu and natan gavrayu, so they have a chelik in the Torah. And that's pshat in the Gemara in Ksubas also. Kufir al, the Gemara says that how is zoich lost love to trias amazing ketel eures telecho kolam is tamish ba oy tera tera mechayehu. So the Gemara says, what about Noshim? So the Gemara says the same teretz over here, these three conditions. Same thing. How does zoich lolam have for trias amazim mitzvahs b'shaitoi that you don't have? So mele, they need the special schools of Torah. Zog the Gemara, ki avim mit rabbanim b'ere b'ami v'ami lo b'ere b'chanina omel ha-hochi olam cha tira b'chayecha. You should be zoich to see your world in this world. Find your tzochim. I once heard from Simchas Yisrael Broyd, the Chevron Rosh Yeshiva, he learned up the Pshat in the Gemara over here. This world is an Olam Asiyah. It's a world where you have to do what's incumbent upon you. Every person has a tafkid. You should be zoichet to mekayim your tafkid in this world. What to the fullest, to the utmost. Your potential. Olam chatir b'chayecho. Zog the Gemara. V'achischa l'chaya olam. Meaning the achischa, the keren should be kaim loylam haba, v'tikvasech ledor dorim, libcha yege tvuno, picha yida bechochmois, v'leshoin cha yachish renonois, afapecha yesheru negdecha, afapecha, the Rebbeinu Nissim Goyen says, afapecha yesheru negdecha, elu divet teresh kosaben, hitif enecha boi ve'eneno, it's going on Torah, yesheru negdecha, it should be yosher, she understand the Torah kahalocha zagdashi, enecha yiru b'moyer Torah, upenecha yazhiru kezera kiya, Chochmas Adam Toyponov. See if the Sechi Aviu Das, Kil Yosecha, Talois no Meshogim, Pamecha Yerutzalishmai Divre Atik Yoimin. Atik Yoimin is referring to the Abishta. Should run Yerutzalishmai Divre Atik Yoimin. Zogmok Yamafta Bonn Bear of Chizav Amelom Bear of Shmuel Banachmani Omelohochi, Alufenu, Misubolim, Alufenu, Misubolim. The end of the Possek is in Peretz, Ven Yoitz, Ven Sofra Bear of Zenu. We'll see the next Gemara continues shouting this book. We'll stop over here. Bottom of Yud Zayin Amen.